Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Tonight on Live Talk, we are discussing South Africa's forthcoming general elections expected to be held next Wednesday. We are taking a close look at the impact of these elections on millions of Zimbabweans living in that country. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States, where there will be elections later this year. The United States has two majority political parties, Democratic and Republican. Here is a look at the history of the Democratic Party.
The Democratic Party is known for favoring a larger federal government and progressive social policies. But this was not always the case. In 1792, when founding fathers Thomas Jefferson and James Madison formed the Democratic Republican Party, which would later become the Democratic Party, they wanted the federal government to have a smaller role and more people involved in the democratic process. In 1829, President Andrew Jackson expanded on those principles. He wanted the federal government to further shrink and championed enlarging the electorate from landowners to white men of all socioeconomic classes. Black men would not earn the right to vote for 41 years with the passage of the 15th Amendment. Women would not gain the vote for 91 years with the passage of the 19th Amendment. And the Voting Rights Act that removed obstacles to black voters would not be passed for 136 years. Jackson's successful presidential campaign was the origin of the Democratic Party symbol, the donkey. His opponents called him a jackass, a mascot that his supporters adopted. In 1860, the Democratic Party split geographically during the lead-up to the Civil War. Northern and Southern Democrats disagreed over slavery and preserving the Union. When the South lost the Civil War in 1865, the Democratic Party lost its national prominence for several generations, while the Republican Party of President Abraham Lincoln dominated the political landscape. By 1912, when the first Southern Democrat since the end of the Civil War was elected president, the party became more progressive. President Woodrow Wilson strengthened federal labor laws and championed the right for women to vote, which was ratified in 1920. It wasn't until the Great Depression that Democrats regained their political dominance, led by President Franklin Roosevelt, who further expanded the role of the federal government through a series of programs known as the New Deal. Many black voters switched to the Democratic Party because of Roosevelt's policies. Democrats controlled the political landscape for much of the next 50 years, and the party moved further left on social policies. In the mid-1960s, President Lyndon Johnson passed civil rights legislation, as well as large government social programs, which alienated white Southern Democratic voters, many of whom joined the Republican Party. In recent decades, Democrats and Republicans have traded control over the presidency. President Barack Obama, the first black president, expanded the government's role in health care with his signature Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. When President Joe Biden came to office during the COVID-19 pandemic, he and lawmakers passed a $1.8 trillion COVID-19 relief package, a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, and a further $369 billion for climate initiatives.
And now here's a look at the history of the Republican Party.
The Republican Party is known for favoring a smaller federal government as well as conservative social policies. However, this was not always the case. The party was founded in 1854 by Northerners who wanted a stronger federal government to oppose the expansion of slavery in Western states. The party's second-ever candidate for president, Abraham Lincoln, won the presidency in 1860 and went on to preserve the Union and abolish slavery. Following the North's victory in the Civil War, the Republican Party dominated the nation's politics for the next 70 years. During this time, the party championed an expansion of federal power. Party leaders also backed the 15th Amendment, guaranteeing the right of African American men to vote. The party's dominance came crashing down in the Great Depression, with Democrats blaming the economic collapse on the Republicans' pro-business policies. Over the next 50 years, Democrats mostly controlled national politics, with only one Republican president gaining power. Republicans developed a conservative response to the Democrats' expansion of the federal government that started during the Great Depression. The changing policies of the parties led to a demographic switch, with many African American voters moving to the Democratic Party and many white voters in the South switching to the Republican Party. In the 1980s, President Ronald Reagan, a Republican, won over a large majority of the country with his policies. In recent decades, Democrats and Republicans traded control over the presidency. Republican presidents George W. Bush and Donald Trump championed an even smaller role for the federal government and moved further right on social policies.
In Zimbabwe, President Emmerson Mnangagwa today mourned the death of Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi, saying that Zimbabwe has lost a true ally. Raisi died in a helicopter crash together with some government officials. Mnangagwa made these remarks when he addressed war veterans today in Harare.
On behalf of our Revolutionary Mass Party, ZANU-PF, the people and the government of Zimbabwe, and indeed on my own behalf, to express my heart and deepest sympathies to the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khomeini, as well as the people and the government of the Islamic Republic of Iran, on the tragic death of His Excellency President Ibrahim Raisi. We in Zimbabwe feel we have lost a true and a dependable ally and a profound statesman who stood with us in rejecting the hegemonic and imperial tendencies of our detractors. Zimbabwe will always cherish the historic state visit by the late President, His Excellency Raisi, last year in July. This is so our two countries broadening our cooperation and deepening our long-standing excellent bilateral relations.
That was President Emmerson Mnangagwa addressing war veterans in Harare. And now back to our topic of the day. South Africa is holding its general elections next week. Former President Jacob Zuma has already been barred by the Constitutional Court from contesting one of the parliamentary seats. Umkhonto weSizwe activists say they are not surprised about alleged government attempts to silence Zuma. Several parties will be vying for power in the elections, in which the ruling African National Congress will face one of its strongest opponents since the country attained independence in 1994. At least 77,000 South Africans living in different nations cast their votes at the weekend in embassies and various official polling stations. VOA's Mike Wowe was at the Washington, D.C. embassy where some South Africans cast their votes. He filed this report.
South African authorities say hundreds cast their ballots in Washington over 2 days of voting in the May 29th elections. They joined compatriots who live in other parts of the world, including in the United Kingdom, where thousands voted. Ishmael Issel, South Africa's acting ambassador to the United States, says Pretoria worked closely with community leaders to ensure that voters worldwide receive constant updates.
There are different respective platforms, and they are through community platforms in terms of WhatsApp messaging, Facebook messaging, just on our South African websites, our mission websites have been constantly updated, constantly informing people of where to vote and how to vote, basically.
Pretoria's attempts did not reach all South Africans, including Margaret Perakis, a resident of the U.S. state of Maryland.
Some of the South Africans did not get to vote. They filled up the form to vote in D.C. The IEC did not, literally did not respond to that or send any confirmation. So people came over here and come to find out that, they are not on the list.
Despite being unable to cast her ballot, Paracas says she's a staunch supporter of the governing African National Congress. But she says change is needed in South Africa. Nikki Putter lives in the U.S. state of North Carolina and traveled to Washington. He also wants to see change.
The last, 30 years that the ANC have had opportunity, I believe that they were able to effect many. However, at this moment in time, I think we feel that change in terms of the leadership can bring about a big change.
Not everyone thinks there needs to be a leadership change. Zinhle Rapole, a South African who lives in the U.S. state of Maryland, says she's not confident about the opposition's ability to govern the nation.
I think all of these parties promise the same thing that ANC is promising. So why would one want to change and vote for a different party, whereas they probably won't do the same thing? They won't do most of what ANC does, basically.
Dozens of political
parties. That was VOA's Mike Owe reporting from Washington, D.C. With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today, in our Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are discussing the impact of South Africa's forthcoming elections when we look at millions of Zimbabweans who are living in that country. Some opposition parties are calling for the removal of all illegal immigrants, including Zimbabweans, saying they are grabbing all jobs and selling drugs to locals. To discuss this issue, we are joined by Zimbabwe Exiles Forum activist, Miss Diana Zimbuzana Chambara, who is also a legal expert, Mr. Mabuto Mabena of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa, and Dr. Vusumuzi Suanda, who is the chairperson of the African Diaspora Forum Network. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
I understand we are yet to bring in to the show Dr. Vusumuzi Suanda. We'll try to bring him later in the show. But for now, we have Ms. Diana Zimbuzana Chambara and Mr. Ngabuto Mabena. Let's start with you, Ms. Zimbuzana Chambara. We have heard of incidents where foreigners have been used as political pawns in the war to win votes. What is the situation like on the ground?
It's actually quite tense, but not in the sense that we anticipate it to be violent and war against foreigners. But there are some areas where foreigners, especially those who own spaza shops, or those here they are called spaza shops, but they are in essence tax shops, they are then being told in certain areas that they should leave those areas and allow South Africans to take over such businesses. And we've also had situations where the police and the Home Affairs are raiding companies and places of employment where they suspect that they could be foreigners employed there. and arresting them. Then they're due for most of them are then due for deportation.
Mm.
So that is the situation as of now.
And how serious is that, Mr. Mabena, what Ms. Chambara just said? How serious is the situation?
Well, the good thing is that the parties that are anti-migrant seem not to be popular among the South African voters. The only party that is likely to get some seats in terms of the opinion polls is Action SA, led by Herman Mashaba, which is predicted to win about 2.44% of the national vote. I think this election, the coming in of MK party has diluted the issue of migration. But of course, you do have parties like Action South Africa, the Mackenzie Party, that are campaigning on an anti-migrant platform. And we think that they are going to get some few seats in Parliament to continue raising the issue of being anti-migrant. Then the African National Congress, through the white paper which was adopted, which we were opposed to, is the only major party that seemed to be taking a hard line against the migrants. When you look into the manifesto of MK Party, of EFF and the DA, they are not as hard as the white paper which was presented by the Minister of Home Affairs.
Mm-hmm. And back to you, Mr. Zimbuzana Chambara. In Shona, munoona here matambudziko ari kukonzerwa nezviri kuitika mukutsvaga rutsigiro aya achikanganisa madzimai, nekuti tinoona kuti madzimai munguva zhinji dzesarudzo idzi madzimai ndiwo anokanganisika. Muri kuona zviri kubata madzimai nenzira ipi tichitarisa madzimai ari kubva kuZimbabwe?
Zvinokanganisa zvikuru. Ndofunga munorangarira mazuva aperayo tine kuda 2 months or so, mwezi miiri yadarika, pane rimwe bato rekunoku rinonzi Patriotic Alliance rinotungamirwa neanonzi Gayton Mackenzie. Uyo Gayton Mackenzie atopa mberi kusada kuona zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika muno, kutokunda vaHerman Mashaba vataurwa nehanzvadzi yangu naMabena. Saka akaenda kunomira pakuboda parwizi achitarisa vanhu vaaiti vano vari kupinda munyika zviri kunze kwemutemo, achiti vanhu ivavo ngavadzokere. Saka iyoyi ndo yatove chikonzero chikuru chaari kushandisa pakutsvaga kwake kusarudzwa pasarudzo iri kuteera.
Back to you, Mr. Mabena. Do you think this is just happening now, just for the election campaign, or is just is going to continue well after the elections?
It is going to continue, because this did not start in this election. It started way back in 2016 when Donald Trump came into power in the United States. So some of these parties see Donald Trump as their role model. So we think that this is going to continue, because after this election, you are then going to an election which is more community-based, the local government election in 2026. So in trying to increase their presence in various municipalities across the country, they will continue to advocate for a hard stance on the question of migration.
Mm-hmm. And Ms. Zimbuzana Chambara, looking at what is happening now, I understand that it's not selecting who is legally in South Africa or who is illegally in that country. Can those who are legally in South Africa take any steps to challenge what is happening now?
Well, they can. Legally, they can. But what happens before the challenge? Because the people who then attack will not ask for documentation. The basic assumption here is that everyone who is a foreigner is therefore in the country illegally. So by the time this whole thing is questioned, it might be a little too little, too late. But steps can be taken.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Mabena in Sindebele, do you encourage those who are legal in South Africa to take any action against those political parties that are kicking out foreigners or using the immigration issue as a campaign tool?
Hayi thina esikuchoyo ukuthi abantu abahleli eSouth Africa abangilazi incwadi zokuhlala kakulanto abangayenza ukuthi balwisane lala mabandla azonda abantu bokuza into okumele kuphela yenziwe ukuthi sizame ukuthi sipheswede uhulumende ukuthi ayenze kube lolu ukuthi abantu bathole incwadi zokuhlala ikakhulu abantu abasebenza imisebenzi ephansi njengabantu abasebenza emakhishini.
Thank you so much. Imi amai zimbudzana chambara. Mati mambogarawo pasi here semasangano anomirira vana veZimbabwe muSouth Africa. Muchimbotarisawo zvikonzero zviri kupiwa nezvizvarwa zveSouth Africa zviri kuita kuti vange vachidzinga vekunze kubva munyika iyi. Tinonzwa nyaya dzekunzi vari kutora mabasa, vanotengesa zvinodhaka nedzimwe nyaya dzavari kumhosva dzavari kupomerwa dzakasiyana siyana. Mati mambogarawo pasi here muchiona kuti tingagadzirisa sei zviri kupomerwa vana veZimbabwe kuti tikwanise ngechibvumizwa kugara munyika iyi.
Izvo takabvira kare tichitaura nezvazvo kubvira patakafoma organization yedu muna 2003.
Yes, amai zimbudzana chambara ndibokubatai pamuromo, mubatai makadaro taita muteereri. Nhare yake muteereri inenge yabva yangodonha zvisine enderera yanyu mberi. Amai zimbudzana chambara,
ndandiri kuti inini takabvira tichizvitaura mukatarisa patakatanga bato redu muna 2003. Chinhu chikuru chatakataura ndechekuti vana vekumusha kwedu kana vachinge vauya vanopotera kunyika dzevamwe, ngavaite huni, ngavasaite nyaya dzekuti vanosvika ikoko voita zvecriminal activity. Saka iye zvinezvi tiri kuona kuti nyaya dzekunzi zvinoitwa nemaZimbabweni zvakadai zvakadai zvawanda. Iye zvino kwatitogara kuno kunorth west kune kunonzi kunokandwa, vanokanda simbi dziya murodhi mumugwagwa, vanhu vedzimotokari vosvikotsika simbi iya vhiri roputika, munhu uya otirigai ndichinjetaya pouya vanhu vanosvikomubata. Ende pane vashanu vakatobatwa izvozvi zvizvarwa zvekuZimbabwe. Saka nyaya dzacho dzaakuita dzichiwanda zvekuti dzimwe dzenguva kana takatarisana nemasouth africans isu tinenge tichiti aiwa kuparwa kwemhosva, kuparwa kwemhosva, muparo wemhosva wese ngaasungwe. Asi iwo vanenge vachiti aihwaka hama dzenyu dziri kuzonyani kuti tavapa pekugara, tavapa pokupotera, vaakuuya zvevaakuzoti mutsime matiri kunwira tese imomo, bodira jecha kuti tese tishaye imvura. Zvinenge zvichakanakawo here izvozvo? Saka isu tinoti kuzvizvarwa zvekumusha kwedu zveZimbabwe, aiwa ngavaregere nhau dzekuita dzekutyora mitemo, ngavagare zvakanaka munyika ino yatii. Kuitira kuti isu kana tichinge taenda kuvakuru tinotaura tichiziva kuti mburi watakawanda nawo aiwa unotidzivirira.
Thank you so much, Ms. Mbudzana Chambara. Let me go to Mr. Mabena. Mr. Mabena, have you ever considered addressing issues that have been raised by the locals against the foreigners?
We do, because the part of the thing that we address is the question of crime. This is why we do hold the anti-crime summits in the communities. The first thing in dealing with the question of crime is to promote what you call social cohesion, because there are no communities for migrants alone. We live together, South Africans and migrant communities. So all of us, if a crime is taking place in a community,
Mr. Mabena, please let me disrupt you there. I'll come back to you. We have a caller. Hello? Hello, Magadi? Hello? Hello, yeah. Waringiro, Magadi? Handizive kuti vari kundinzwa here Varingiro. Isi tiri kungonzwa ruzha ruri kuitika kwavari, asi we are not able to hear what he is saying. I think we'll try to call him again. And Mr. Mabena, please continue.
What I was saying is that we do seminars on anti-crime so that we deal with the question of criminality, because we are also victims of criminality. The second issue that is critical in our view is that migrant workers must join trade unions, because most of the complaint is that we are being exploited by the employers. We accept low wages, we do not participate if there are strikes at the workplace. So this is why we call on migrants to join trade unions. We also do what is called skill exchange, where in communities we're advocating for skill exchange. If you have people that are of migrants origin who are mechanics, should work with the local people so that we share the skills. So this is a way of trying to promote social cohesion and also attending or addressing the negatives that people are raising in their different communities.
Thank you so much. Ndouya kwamuri amai Zimbudzana chamba. Nerurimi rwaamai takaona zvizvarwa zveSouth Africa zviri kunze kwenyika zviri mudiaspora zvichivhota munyika dzakasiyana-siyana kusanganisira muno muamerica tinonzwa kuti vakavhota vari munyika dzinodarika zana or more than 101 countries munoti nechiitiko ichichiona kuti Zimbabwe haibvumidze vana vayo vari kunze kwenyika kuti vanga vachivhota tingaona zvichiitika here muna 2028 izvi
isusu sesangano takatomboita iyoyo kampeini yataiti bring the diaspora vote tinoona kuti mavekwedu havana shungu tino tikatarisa zvekuZimbabwe tichitarisa nezvakai zvinoitwa neSouth Africa ino tinoona kuti Zimbabwe nyika iya yekuti mwana uya kana ari kuchikoro haadi kukopa zvakanaka zvinoitwa nevamwe vana anongoda kungoramba achimboita zvake zvemusara wake akatonzi kopawozvo izvo anototi kana inini ndichitoitai zvandinodaini ndo chinhu chikuru chiripo iye zvine zvitaka unozva kana uchitarisaamai
Zimbudzana Chambara ndinorambai muri parunhare titore muteereri tina mufundisi Richard Moyo parunhare alo mufundisi Moyo
makadiko baba vakandimirira mai Chambara Zimbudzana navana Tomagena nevamwe vose vadare vamunavo
aiva tirovapenyu nguva dzaakumwanya tipei tinzwe zvamuinazvo
hai tinomanzwa mashoko evadari avari kutaura tinotenda zvikuru nezvavari kutaura asi taidangoti vatingotiwo sezvamabvunza kuti nyika ino vanhu takaona vachivhota kunze tikazoona zvishuwa tikuonawo zvekuitwa munyika ino sevana vezimbabwewo taishuvira kudai nyika yedu yezimbabwe yakadzidza zvizhinji nokuti zvozvo zviriko munyika mutoroita nerunyararo tinoimba kuti pachavhotwa nokuti nhau yedu yemaforeign aingori nhau iri kungorira apa sengomerwa kuno kuku saka zvati nyama iyi inodiwa nemunhu wese saka tinongosa kuna mwari tongo zvapererepi saka tinotenda nevadare regai tivanzwe vachitaura zvavo nenguva zvoro zvayapera
tinotenda zvikuru Ms Chambara pedzisaidi vataenda kuna vamabena tivhare chirongwa
isu sesangano takarwadziwa zvikuru kuti isu hatigoni kuitawo zvakaitwa neSouth Africa nekuti zvizvarwa zvaizvivhote zviri kwavari saka zvinotirwadza izvo zvinotishungurudza tosi dai vatikwanisirawo tagonawo asi 2028 handione zvichiitika.
Thank you so much. Let me go to Mr. Mabena. Mr. Mabena in Sindebele, can we see Zimbabweans in the diaspora voting in 2028 from countries where they are domiciled?
Into kumele siyilwisele le government yeZimbabwe ukuthi lathi sifuna ukuvota nasemazweni ngoba yinto esiphethe umnotho weZimbabwe sithumela imali uminister of finance uMthuli Ncube uyakhuluma nxa ipresent ibudget ukuthi imali eningi ivela ngaphandle ebantwini abasebenza ngaphandle yikho kumele sivota yinto esenza futhi kube le msebenzi ngoba siyathenga ibuilding material emazweni sisakha izindlu emakhaya kwenza ukuthi abantu abasekhaya bathole umsebenzi yikho lathi sifuna ukuthi njengoba sisemazweni kumele sikhethe ukuthi ngubani omele asikhokhele eZimbabwe sifuna ukuvota ngo-2028.
And do you think that the political calmness we have witnessed in South Africa will so prevail in Zimbabwe, Ms. Zimbudzana?
I doubt it. Zimbabwean situation is already polarized as it was. So for it now to change, it will take a miracle.
Thank you so much. That brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank our guests, Ms. Diana Zimbudzana Chambara of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum and Mr. Ngabuto Mabena of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. Signing off in Washington, D.C., this is Jonga Kandemiri.